The Gospel, according to Matthew, chapter 15. Then some of the Pharisees and scribes who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus, saying, "Why do your disciples violate the tradition of the elders by not washing their hands before they eat bread?" And he answered and said to them, "Why do you then violate the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and he who speaks evil of his father or mother should be put to death. But you say that whoever says to his father or his mother, 'Any way in which you might have been benefited by me is given to God,' this person no longer needs to honor his father. In so doing, you have made the word of God void because of your tradition. You hypocrites! Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you, saying, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Their worship of me is futile, teaching as their doctrines rules which men invent.'" That's a quote from Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. "And he called the crowd to him and said to them, 'Hear and understand. Nothing which enters into the mouth defiles a man, but that which comes out of his mouth, that's what defiles the man.' Then the disciples came and said to him, 'Don't you realize that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?' But he answered and said, 'Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant will be uprooted. Leave them alone. They are blind guides, and if the blind guide the blind, both will fall into a pit.' Peter answered and said to him, 'Explain this parable to us.' So he said, 'Are you also without understanding? Don't you see that whatever goes into the mouth passes through the stomach and is evacuated into the drain? But the things which come out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, sex outside of marriage, thefts, false testimony, and slander. These are the things which defile the man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile the man.'" And Jesus left there and withdrew into the regions of Tyre and Sidon. And look, a Canaanite woman from that area came and cried out, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, you son of David. My daughter is horribly possessed by a demon." But he didn't answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away. She keeps crying out back there behind us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered and said, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the small pieces which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, your faith is great. It will be done to you just as you desire." And her daughter was healed at that time. Then Jesus left there, came near the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain and sat there. And large crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others. And they laid them down at his feet, and he healed them. This caused the crowd to be amazed when they saw the dumb speaking, the maimed whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to himself and said, "I have compassion on the large crowd because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I don't want to send them away fasting. Some might faint on the way." And the disciples replied, "Where could we find enough loaves in an uninhabited place to feed so large a crowd?" So Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" They replied, 7, and a few small fish." Then he instructed the crowd to sit down on the ground. He took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, and broke them in pieces, and gave them to the disciples. The disciples in turn gave them to the multitudes. They all ate and were filled. Afterwards, they gathered up 7 baskets full of the broken pieces, which were left over. The number of those who ate was 4,000 men, besides women and children. And he sent the crowds away, entered into the boat, and came to the borders of Magadan. This is the end of Matthew chapter 15.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.